I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Wildlife needs us to conserve our best lands, and that means helping agriculture succeed. That's the message from the Western Landowners Alliance. The alliance is renewing a call for policymakers and citizens groups to look at farmers and ranchers as their most important partners, not adversaries. The alliance's executive director, Leslie Allison, says it is the success of the agricultural lands that help sustain endangered species and natural resources. But agricultural margins are slim and volatile, and a lot of working lands in the West are disappearing at an alarming rate.
We have to understand that the more downward pressure we put economically, in terms of regulations, in terms of just outright, in some cases, mischaracterization of landowners and their intent, the more of that downward pressure we put, the more of that land disappears and the more habitat we lose. And so we need to think about our policies and our approaches to landowners in that context.
Allison says there are some good things happening. The National Resource Conservation Service, under the USDA, has a number of programs designed to help landowners improve conservation practices. In Colorado, the NRCS has partnered with the Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife to help pay landowners to provide critical winter habitat for elk and deer. Landowners are in some cases foregoing a cutting to leave a foraged circle for wildlife. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.